In 1900, Sigmund Freud published his first paper on psychoanalysis. It indicated that the conscious mind was influenced by forces buried in a subconscious dream world. The human mind was not entirely logical. Irrationality was a real aspect of life. Five years later, Albert Einstein published his first paper on the theory of relativity, disclosing that the visible world depends on an invisible world of energy. What we see is only a small part of reality. Artists' perceptions were affected by these new ideas. In 1907, Picasso began a revolution in the manner of representing the visible world. In Cubism, reality was viewed from many angles at once. Igor Stravinsky's Rite of Spring was performed. Raw sound was being liberated, freed from melody and harmony. The physical environment was also changing. Nature, which for centuries had been the source of inspiration for the artist, had been invaded by the machine. Painters and poets who fell in love with the machine age called themselves futurists. They constructed noise machines and gave concerts of whistles, groans, screeches, and explosions. Others turned inward to a world of dreams.